In response to President Donald Trump's order restricting diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, the United States Military Academy at West Point is disbanding at least a dozen student clubs. All of the clubs are affinity groups, meant to allow cadets from particular gender, racial, or ethnic groups, or people who support them to gather together. The page of West Point's website listing their affinity groups now returns an error, even as digital archives showed a full list was available as recently as last week. The groups were open to all cadets, regardless of their identity. Clubs that are gone include societies for Black, Hispanic, and female cadets interested in engineering, as well as clubs promoting women in leadership, LGBTQ+ cadets, and Japanese language and culture. Military.com reported that it had seen the memo, issued Tuesday, and that West Point's Deputy Commandant Cole Chad Foster wrote, quote, "These clubs are not authorized to continue informal activities using government time, resources, or facilities." Military.com also received a statement from West Point. In accordance with recent guidance, the U.S. Military Academy is reviewing programs and activities affiliated with our former Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Colonel Terrence Kelly, a spokesperson for the school, said. The clubs disbanded yesterday were sponsored by that office. The school's DEI office was disbanded last summer. The order bans groups from congregating on campus in addition to eliminating them. But the memo did not target some similar clubs. One affinity group, the West Point Humanist Society, did not get listed in the memo. And a similar group that operates as an academic club and not an affinity group also did not face a ban. The West Point Polish Club, which promotes Polish culture, history, and language, will still be allowed to operate.